One distinction that I've been mulling over in my head a lot lately and creating a lot of content around is the idea of the concept of mercy versus the experience of mercy. A lot of times people will say that they want to emphasize God's mercy, and that's good. That's a true, good, beautiful thing. But what they often mean is something like this, is that I want to emphasize the fact that God is a forgiving God, and there's this concept of his mercy, that he forgives our sins. But sometimes it can be interpreted, or people can apply it in a way that God's mercy is somewhere out there, right? So it's this nebulous kind of thing. So and sometimes it can even be brought up in a conversation when somebody mentions sin or they talk about particular sins, they go, I don't want to talk about sins. I want to focus on God's mercy. But what I would say the saints and even the scriptures themselves point to is not just some vague concept of mercy, but the experience of mercy in an individual believer's life. And so what we see in today's readings are profound examples of the experience of God's mercy. We hear in today's second reading, which we heard from Isaiah, the idea that Isaiah, he comes into the glory of God. He sees the glory of God, and he's aware of his unworthiness and his sinfulness. And yet the Lord comes to him. He purges him of his sin. That's the precise element of the experience of mercy. It's when I look at my own sinfulness, I see my weakness, and I realize that in the midst of that, the Lord comes to me and he gives me forgiveness through confession and through contrition. So it's not just that the concept is somewhere out there, but the Lord looks at me particular. I'm aware of my particular sins and how I have been in an individual circumstance forgiven. And I'm grateful for that, that I've been set free through that encounter with Jesus Christ. It's interesting, St. Ignatius of Loyola and his spiritual exercises, he gives 40 days of exercises that every day there's a different exercise to help people to come to have that relationship with Jesus Christ and to discern their mission and vocation. You make the decision actually in the third week of the exercises, not in the first or the second week. And the first, well, actually you make it in the second week, the end of the second week. But in the first week, to prepare you to understand how the Holy Spirit works, he proposes a meditation where he says that you look at all of your life and you realize that you could go to hell for just one mortal sin. So he says to dwell upon this. And it's actually very dramatic. He says to imagine hell and the smells of hell and the fire and things like that. And it's not necessarily to scare, because interestingly enough, he says in this first week, you're asking for sorrow for sins as a form of consolation. It's an interesting concept that is sometimes missed. This sorrow for sins, this experience of God's mercy, it's not that I have bad self-esteem or that I'm depressed. Actually, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Because the powerful thing is when we get over ourselves, when we overcome ourselves and realize that God loves us in our weakness, we can be more forgiving with other people. We can be more patient, more merciful with other people. As our Lord says in the Beatitudes, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So there's a sense that we learn to be patient with the faults of others. We expand our capacity to love. And we see in today's first reading, our second reading, and we say in today's gospel that we are set free for the sake of a mission. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not depression. It's not, I'm going to lock myself away and be upset about the fact that I'm imperfect. No, it's freeing. I can move forward. I can do great things precisely because the Lord has given me a mission. And I may be imperfect. I may have flaws. I may have a lot of work that needs to be done in my life. But guess what? The Lord will provide the grace. He'll provide the way out. We see in today's second reading, he'll purge us of our sins through the power of the Eucharist, which is like a burning coal that often the church fathers would make that connection with the second reading. And with St. Peter, he lowers himself, but Jesus makes him the prince of the apostles. He gives him a role. It's precisely because Peter humbles himself. And that's what Peter has to learn over and over again, is how to humble himself so that the Lord can build him back up. So today, consider, first, just connecting with that experience of God's mercy, that each one of us is loved in our sin and in our weakness. The Lord comes to us and he raises us up. He forgives us. And then he sets us on a path and a mission. Embrace that day by day, that you've been forgiven, that you've been saved through Jesus Christ. Renew that day by day through ongoing conversion, and then engage in your mission with complete abandonment. Amen.